100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day, until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, and it's Sunday, so it's time for a weekly challenge. I post the topics, you come up with the stories. You heard of it? Okay, good. One weird thing about the topics, though, it looks like I got shifted by a week, and I hadn't noticed in, well, forever. Oh, well, it's still flower, and then the next one will be a pick two, and I don't know. Just go to the website, you'll see what it is. Whatever's posted, right? Anyway, there are a whole bunch of stories in this week, and I will get out of your way so that you can enjoy them. Here are the stories.
Katharine Hepburn by John DeCleese. The corpse flower produces the largest unbranched inflorescence of any plant in the world. It blooms rarely, and people travel long distances to see it and inhale the pungent odor of decaying meat. Its dark burgundy color looks like meat, and it raises its temperature to 98 Fahrenheit to further imitate the preferred diet of the carnivorous insects that come seeking a meal and leave disappointed, but covered with the pollen that ensures the survival of the species. If you have a greenhouse, and you are tired of saying, "Oh, look, the calla lilies are in bloom," try growing it. Winter by John DeCleese. Winning was going to be a combination of grinding, tedious patience, coupled with downright rustic simplicity. A mindset that would allow him to plow through the confusing maze of rules and exceptions to the rules that would have done justice to the devious mind of a writer for the Infernal Revenue Service. But Arthur wanted to be a winner. He wanted to be the only winner, the winner who gained all of the prize. He looked at the perverse architecture of the pagoda, with its tentacle-faced idols set up in warning, and walked toward the entrance to the crypt. Please check out my longer stories at www.piswyck.net. That's PISWYCK.net.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
It starts, almost imperceptibly, a tingling, pricking, stinging sensation that slowly grows and spreads. Over time, the pain begins to blossom and grow, like a flower unfurling its petals, reaching out towards the light, tendrils enveloping your vitals, spreading throughout your body. The pain fills every fiber of your being, poisoning you, destroying you, both body and mind. Then, in the fullness of time, when the time is ripe, I burst forth from the husk of your body, an explosion of blood and gore. My spores, flying through the fetid air, seek out new hosts to make their home.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Winter is coming, they say. The flowers will go to sleep. But these daisies flourished on. They never gave up. The rain flooded the flower pots. The snow stifled everything cold. And they still managed to bloom. He plucked a few and placed them in a beautiful jar. They collapsed that same day. It was strange, but also somehow comforting. Eric felt his grandmother had something to do with this because she loved daisies. He sneered. Yes, Granny's watching from heaven and all that. Heaven was a strange concept for him. But then again, resilient daisies were that too. And I dedicate this story to my grandmother, who absolutely adored daisies. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 656 with a prompt of flower. NaNoWriMo is still going on, and I'm having a tough time with it this year. I'm at 37,000 words, but I'll tell you, it's been like pulling teeth. Anyway, here's my story. Linoleum Amanda's father put his fists on his hips and waited for an answer. She wiped her mouth with the back of her hand. "We've been kissing, Dad." Bilbert was considering what kind of flowers he would like at his funeral when her father opened his mouth, waggled his finger in the air, and then turned, descending the stairs. "It's getting late." Bilbert looked at the door. "I'd better go." Before he could, Linoleum Amanda grabbed him and kissed him again for a long time. She took his hand and walked him out. "This was my best birthday ever. Thanks for everything." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Tora Brazino here with a story on the subject flower. Plant breeders spent centuries trying to produce a blue rose. Nowadays, it's a day's work in the lab. Glow-in-the-dark harebells, fluorescent pink lupins. I've designed pond lilies with leaf veining like fractal Tibetan mandalas, very popular with wealthy Japanese businessmen for their private Zen gardens. My latest creation is tartan roses. I designed software to model flower development and used AI to design a genetic network, exploring millions of years of evolution in a few months. Some people protest. They chant, "Roses are red, violets are blue, God made them that way and so should you." Philistines.
Good morning, this is Richard. And I can't say that this week's topic inspired me, but I've come up with a story. It's called Jacked Off. The day that Jack exchanged the cow for a bag of magic beans was not one he'd look back on with any pleasure. His mother was unimpressed and flung them out of the window whilst Jack hid away in his room and hoped she'd forgive him. Turns out the beans weren't beans at all, but flower seeds, and the next morning the garden was full of gigantic sweet peas. He picked a bunch for his mum, to placate her. It didn't make her any happier, though. She didn't have a vase anywhere near large enough to display them in. Okay, I'm done. Speak to you all next week. Goodbye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is called A Dash of Panache. As I noted last week, I began my forays into courtship in the late 60s. And by way of the timing of said wooing, had little to go on except the practices of the two decades before. Their humble epochs were informed by the machinations proposed by the films of the time. The care taken to impress a celluloid female was to produce, from behind one's back, a gathering of flowers. The choice of roses, a premium, thus a more excellent leveling of the heart. The wrinkle I add to this was giving half the bouquet to the mother. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Ted wore a trick flower in his lapel. He loved to invite people to sniff his flower, and he'd squeeze the bulb hidden in his hand to squirt them with water. At first, people laughed, but after a while the joke got old, and nobody laughed. A few got really mad. Finally, one guy picked up Ted and threw him down the stairs. Ted suffered massive brain damage and languished in a coma for months before he died. It was an open casket funeral, and some people thought it would finally be safe to sniff Ted's flower. It didn't squirt.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of flour. 100 words long, even. So the next topic will be a pick two. You can get the list of what you need to pick two from, or you just pick two words. Whatever floats your boat. It's imagination, man. But they're all up at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And if you're doing NaNoWriMo, keep up the good work. Have fun with it. As long as you're creating something somewhere and imagining and dreaming and dipping into weird realities, dude, go for it. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.